From the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Today on the program, it's Toy Soldiers, an independent rock and roll band whose members split time between Philly and Lancaster. Frontman Ron Gallo and the fellas stopped by the Candy Factory to talk about the new album that's currently in the works with Philly producer Bill Moriarty.
It was kind of cool and natural the way it happened because I think we'd all been fans of, his previous records that he had made, like Dr. Dog and Man Man and Hoots and Hellmouth, which were just like all of our favorite Philly records, and he was the guy behind all of them. And I know for me personally, it was somebody I always wanted to work with, but kind of was always like, oh, well, look at the records he's made. How are we ever supposed to work with him? Right. That kind of thing. It just seemed really far out of reach and sort of down the line kind of thing, like a goal.
Coming up, Toy Soldiers. But first, let's find out what's happening around the wood stove. Coming up this Friday, June 15th, it's Lancaster's Music Friday, and that means the Wood Stove House stage at Lemon Street Market is back. This month, we're featuring recent Around the Wood Stove guest Mark DeRose performing solo. Join us from 6 to 9 p.m. at Lemon Street Market, 241 West Lemon Street in Lancaster. This show is free and open to the public. The market and cafe will be open for refreshments, but you're free to bring a picnic basket and some lawn chairs. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy a fine evening of music and fun. It's Mark DeRose, June 15th, for the Wood Stove House stage at Lemon Street Market. Here's Mark's track, Get Up, Get Out, on Around the Wood Stove.
This life is too short to be bored, you gotta get out. You're feeling the drift, wanting more, so pick your head up. You're not gonna find it with your eyes always staring at the floor. You're down on your luck, feeling stuck, you wanna give up. You traded your gifts for a chore, and now you're fed up. You're tired of excuses, I don't wanna hear them anymore. So it's
that's Mark DeRose with Get Up, Get Out on Around the Wood Stove. Check out woodstovehouse.com and click the banner at the top of the page for more information about the Wood Stove House stage at Lemon Street Market coming up this Friday. Western Pennsylvania friends, don't miss our buddy Jonathan Burns' return to Johnstown. That's his hometown, for a performance with his partner Mark Hayward and Stunt Lab. Attempting to break world records at every show, Stunt Lab combines the variety art skills of Mark Hayward, like juggling and championship yo-yoing, with the comedic contortionist skills of Jonathan Burns in a show that is sure to please thrill-seekers of all ages. They will be in Johnstown, Pennsylvania on Saturday, June 23rd at the Bottleworks Ethnic Arts Center for shows at 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. Details can be found at markandjonathan.com, and that's Mark with a K. You can also visit our website, woodstovehouse.com, for links in this show post. And while you're there, check out episode 45 of Around the Woodstove for a full interview with Jonathan Burns.
For you to be where you ought to be, it's nowhere but besides, right beside me. There's nothing out there that I can't give you more of right here. Just wanna get through the time you're gone. Just wanna get.
My guests today are members of the independent rock and roll band Toy Soldiers. The buzz around Toy Soldiers has been steadily increasing since the current lineup locked in back in 2011, just in time to record their second release, an EP called Get Through the Time. The band won Best Indie Band of the Year back in February at the Tri-State Indie Music Awards at the World Cafe Live in Philadelphia. They toured the South this spring with a stop at South by Southwest to showcase at Rachel Ray's house party, and are now recording a full-length album with Philly producer Bill Moriarty. Moriarty's production credits include Dr. Dog, Hoots and Hellmouth, and The Swimmers, among many more. Toy Soldiers recently released a 3-song digital EP called Tell the Teller. That's a prelude to the new album, and coming up this week, on June 16th, Saturday night. You can catch them for a show at World Cafe Live in Philadelphia. Joining me at the Candy Factory in downtown Lancaster, Pennsylvania, it's Toy Soldiers, Ron, Dom, Matt, and Bill. Where's the other guy? Where'd you leave him?
It's working.
Thanks, guys, for spending some time talking about the music.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jason.
I'd like to talk first about some of the backstory of this band. Going back a few years, you're working on your third record right now, and the first three tracks from it have been released as an EP that's available now. We'll talk about some of those songs in a minute, but I know that going back to the very first one, it's a completely different lineup. Mm-hmm. So talk to me about the how Toy Soldiers became what it is today from where it started.
Well, I guess three, four years ago, there was the previous Toy Soldiers lineup and then Percussy, and we used to play together all the time, and we were good friends, and we played a bunch of shows together and whatnot, and then the previous Toy Soldiers lineup as well as Percussy sort of like disbanded, so everybody was just kind of like doing different things, and then we kind of all came together at some point. I guess it was in
So there were people in both bands?
No, we just played together a lot. Like, we were in separate bands, but we played a bunch of shows together, and we became friends. So when both projects sort of crumbled, I guess you could say.
Ended gracefully.
I mean, I guess I said crumbled because I don't know if either of them actually did end gracefully. Because, I mean, I know with Toy Soldiers, it was... I mean, and I can't speak for that, but I know with the previous Toy Soldiers lineups, it was sort of always like just a random rotation of people. There was never like, it wasn't really a band. It was just more of like a collective. Exactly. More of a collective. And then, there was a tour in August 2010, Toy Soldiers tour, that ended in just disaster. So, when I got back from that, I had called Dom, and we kind of just put this together just pretty quickly. We got together, and it went well. And I think we did our first show was up at CMJ in New York in October 2010.
It's a good way to start.
Yeah, it's a good debut.
This was your project then, right? Coming out of that, for you to be able to say, I'm going to keep going with Toy Soldiers, because you could have just changed the band. It could be a whole new band.
Right.
Why continue as Toy Soldiers?
Well, I don't know. I feel like there was good momentum with it. I mean, even just as a name, I've been playing under it for a long time. And, you know, especially in Philly, it was sort of established, I guess. Okay. I mean, you know, I didn't want to have to go back to, you know, the start if I knew there was still momentum and kind of we could pull it off.
Yeah.
Just because the band was always just a constant rotation anyway, so there wasn't really any dedication to like a single person really.
And you didn't have to get anyone's approval.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it was just kind of that kind of thing. But now, you know, it's like a band, and it was able, which was nice because, you know, it was able to kind of continue on as opposed to having to start over because, you know, I guess that lack of commitment from people before.
Yeah.
You know, being a set band, it was like, it's not the same anymore. Like, it was never, that never really happened with, you know, between lineups.
And things have really been, from the outside perspective, right, as just a music fan in this area, there's been a dramatic sort of upswing for Toy Soldiers buzz in the last 6 months, I would say. I mean, it feels that way from my perspective. I don't know if I'd even heard of you guys before seeing you for the first time last summer at one of the Lancaster Music Friday events. Mm-hmm. It was the Music for Everyone thing. And I really, you know, I really liked what you were doing at that point. And then all of a sudden it just seemed like Toy Soldiers. You know what I mean? Like, kept showing up. And
it's interesting. It's so hard to tell from being in the band, like, how you're getting out there. You know what I mean?
Right,
like,
yeah.
We go out, you know, we were out postering today, like, just for our World Cafe show on June 16th. And we were just out on the street hanging out posters and flyers. We've been doing that for the past couple weeks, and you never know how effective that is because you don't know who knows about you or if somebody's going to see this poster or if they're even going to know the name. So it's hard to tell, like, if word's getting out from the inside. But
another thing that really contributed to that upswing for me was the Tri-State Indie Awards. I was like, wow, You guys won overall best indie band, right?
It was a neat event. I mean, yeah, at first I don't think we really knew what to think of it. We're good friends with Steph and Rich and just support their organization. But after a while, it became like, yeah, it's cool that we're really part of this. And then it was just like, you know, a bunch of bands, like all of our friends in different categories. And there's this neat camaraderie thing about it. Mm-hmm. And then being at the event itself, it was just like really exciting by that point. And we got caught up on stage. It was like, oh man, this is awesome. You know,
that just keeps getting better and better.
Yeah, exactly. It just kind of kept building up until, you know, it was so much. It was just so much fun. And it was so neat to be grouped with everybody that was part, you know, nominated for all those categories. Right. So many great bands. And to even, you know, be noticed, and however many people voted too, like thousands of people.
It was really interesting because I expected our friends band, Cheers Elephant, to win. We're really good friends with them. We just kind of assumed, like, you know, we were going to win. And
or the War on Drugs, too.
Yeah, the War on Drugs. Yeah.
We're a much more established band, I think.
Yeah, they're playing a couple of really big festivals this summer. So, and I mean, I'm not exactly sure what that says about us, but it's still very, very... The fact that when we saw that, how many people voted for us, we were like, oh, okay.
Love isn't easy, but it once was. Sun to your days, a virus to your blood. The lake boiled over, right up over the land, where me and my lovely lady would stand. I should have saw it coming, could have started running away from the inevitable day. Why call?
That's a track called Laughing Pain from Toy Soldier's 2011 EP, Get Through the Time. Let's go to 2011 then and talk about this, the album from that year, Get Through the Time EP. One of the things that I noticed that's different between that record and what I've heard from the new record is energy. It feels like that there's just a tremendous, even songs that aren't necessarily up-tempo, mm-hmm. right, on the new record, there's an energy there that's very different. You're shaking your heads for the listening audience, so tell me, so you agree, but talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I think...
Two completely different recording processes. I mean, one that was really at the beginning of the formation of this outfit, and we were all learning how to work with each other and stuff, and Bill and I, bass kind of, the way we kind of spearheaded the operation of recording it, we all did it on our own, like we produced and engineered it and stuff. So we had done records in the past where it was just, you know, building things up from the ground up and doing sure. drums, bass, stuff like that. So one, it was a record recorded like that, you know, to a click track, to everything being done separately and having only separate ideas. And the stuff we're doing now is all live. Mm-hmm. We're going in the studio and just playing together as an outfit. And even if things aren't like, you know, we all play together and we try to take, you know, something from that, you know, keepers or something. So it's a live thing now, which is cool.
Yeah, it really comes through, at least in the first few tracks, you know. That spirit is caught, and it's not easy to catch that spirit.
I think that, like, the Bill, the engineer and producer that we're working with, I think he has a huge, you know, he has a lot to do with that too.
Yeah. He's making us feel really comfortable and you know, in recording like that for sure. He takes complete command over the board and knows exactly what he wants sound wise and kind of just leaves the playing to us, which is awesome. To go into a room with everybody and just, you know, have to worry about me sitting at my drums and or whatever and everybody's picking up their instruments and playing rather than like tweaking things sound wise.
Right.
It's pretty organic. It's great.
I want
that we're gonna grow.
Tell the Teller is the title track from the latest digital EP from Toy Soldiers. The EP is a prelude to the band's new album that is in the works with producer Bill Moriarty. Let's dig into that relationship a little bit. How did you first meet Bill, and how did the relationship form to make the record with him?
It was kind of cool and natural the way it happened, because I think we'd all been fans of, his previous records that he had made, like Dr. Dog and Man Man and Hoots and Hellmouth, which were just like all of our favorite Philly records, and he was the guy behind all of them. And I know for me personally, it was somebody I always wanted to work with, but kind of was always like, oh, well, look at the records he's made. I mean, how are we ever supposed to work with him? Right. That kind of thing. It just seemed really far out of reach and sort of down the line kind of thing, like a goal.
Yeah.
Sort of. But then one night I had a solo gig in Center City, and a friend of mine was singing with this guy, Don McCloskey, who at Milk Boy Philly. So while I had time, like downtime at the show I was at, I walked around the corner to go check out his show. And Bill was there, and I met him, and I was like talking to him, we got introduced, but I didn't realize that it was Bill Moriarty. I thought it was a different guy.
Different Bill.
First.
A lot of Bills.
I thought, yeah, because he was talking about recording or whatever, and I had asked him, so you do work out of, a different studio. I just thought he was a different guy. And then he's like, oh, no, I have my own studio. And then I realized it was Bill Moriarty. It was a weird thing. And then we just got...
That's probably not a bad way to do it, though, because then you don't have that... For your first impression, you don't have that sort of pretense. If you're thinking, boy, this is somebody who's untouchable.
Right.
Then you're going to approach that relationship or that first conversation.
But it was really natural the way it happened, where we got introduced and we just kind of started talking about this. He was a really nice guy. He was really just like, friendly, outgoing guy. And we just got talking about stuff and records. Then I said, how much do you, would it cost to do a record? Like, we'd love to do a record with you. And then it turns out he sort of had kind of known about us too. Mm. So it kind of just worked out really naturally. And then a couple days later, we went to go check out the studio. We exchanged numbers, whatever, made a time to meet up. Went and checked it out. We talked for a couple hours, actually, just about general music stuff. And
right.
And then next thing you know, we had booked our first sessions, and we kind of worked out everything. And
wow.
Yeah, it was really cool. I mean, it was just the kind of thing. It's like, if I didn't take a walk around the corner that one, if I didn't do that, it really didn't make sense for me to do that, because I didn't have any time. But I was like, oh, fine, I'll go watch one song. It didn't really make a lot of sense. But
right.
I went over and did that, and it kind of worked out, I guess.
Yeah, it's fate.
It's cool.
Had you been planning on making a record at that time, or did the opportunity present itself in such a way that you said, hey, we better get in and make a record?
We were talking about it.
Yeah.
And we originally thought we were going to do it the same way we did the EP,
yeah.
Just on our own. And I actually even think before we met Bill, we had mentioned how great it would be to work with him.
Yeah, I think maybe a few days or weeks beforehand, we were just like, oh, it'd be so awesome if we can work with Bill Moriarty and do a record with him. And then Brown made magic happen.
I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Joining me today is Toy Soldiers, an independent rock and roll band from Philadelphia, talking about songs from their latest digital EP and their upcoming full-length album.
Let's talk about the song "Heart in a Mousetrap." I love the background vocals, like the harmonies and things like that. Do you have other people joining you, or are you guys all doing those harmonies?
There's a lady.
Yeah,
there's
Allie Wadsworth on the guest vocals and all on that track, and then everybody and Luke, who's not here. Also sang.
So you all sing?
Yeah.
When you play live? It's a slower song, but I still felt like there's a different kind of energy than the older music, and and it fit really well with following Tell the Teller. So tell me the backstory of that one. It's an interesting title.
In terms of what the song is about, it's... It's really about like a weird period in, I guess, a relationship where you don't know where it's gonna go.
Yeah.
And I guess the title of it is kind of, you know, like that kind of thing. It's like take hold or release kind of thing. You don't know which way it's gonna go.
You're like a big city wildfire.
Around the Wood Stove is brought to you in part by Lemon Street Market, 241 West Lemon Street in Lancaster. For convenient access to locally produced, fresh and healthy groceries and environmentally sustainable products, visit Lemon Street Market today. If you're in a rush, no problem. Lemon Street Market has on-site parking and a variety of locally sourced and prepared ready-to-eat meals. If you'd rather take your time and relax, the market has indoor and outdoor seating and features the new Herd of Turtles Cafe that offers coffees, teas, and other drinks along with assorted items for breakfast. Lemon Street Market is Lancaster's healthy grocer, fresh, local, and friendly. Featuring regional and world-sourced foods for your complete shopping experience, visit Lemon Street Market at 241 West Lemon Street in Lancaster or online at lemonstreetmarket.com. And now back to our conversation with Toy Soldiers on Around the Wood Stove.
The thing about the last song on this three-song EP maybe that struck me again were the harmonies.
Mm-hmm.
Solid. Really solid harmony. I mean, it sounds like the vocals are really important to this band.
Yeah, I think they were at a point in the old formation, or the old collective,
mm-hmm.
where there's, you know, so many singers, and they're all really, really good, and they can all harmonize like that. And then when we started playing, I'd always sang in bands, and I like to figure out harmonies, you know, whether it just be a parallel thing that I can pick up on. But we're all really learning to kind of find out where our voice parts are and work from that. So when we're in the studio, we have a lot of time to really figure out who could sing what and figure out some neat harmony parts, mm-hmm. and then trying to do that live will be something too. But that's been a huge growing thing that's been a lot of fun, is to figure out these
singing
parts.
If you break down the door, it's out the window I go. If it was a trap, you said, oh well, I just don't know. Go ahead and take me, get whatever. Giving in, going down, but not giving up just yet. No, no. You need a lampshade for that level head. But you're acting for four now. Won't you tell me what you'd go and do something like that for? It's hard enough just
yourself. Imagine how hard it is being everyone else. What's that you always see on the ground? Honey, why don't you hang around? Oh, maybe you find something to love, but you won't, but you won't, but you won't, but you won't.
I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. You can keep up with what's happening at the Wood Stove House by visiting us online at woodstovehouse.com. From there, you can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, or subscribe to our newsletter. We love your feedback, so if you have any thoughts about the show, drop me a line at jason@woodstovehouse.com. And now back to our conversation with Toy Soldiers on Around the Wood Stove.
What do you think has been the coolest moment in the history of Toy Soldiers to date?
The first thing I always think of is last year we played a festival in Philly called Second Street Festival. And we kind of just like hung out, walked around all day, and we didn't really know. We were the last band of the whole festival, so people were just like out in the streets drinking all day, and you know, we got put on the last slot, and we didn't know how we really felt about it. It looked like it was going to rain, and we were just like, oh, everybody's probably going to leave.
Right.
You know, we didn't know what was going to happen with it, and I mean, at least for me, it ended up being probably my favorite show to date. It was like the whole, everybody at the festival like came down to where we were playing. And everybody watched, and the crowd was like one of the most responsive crowds I think we've ever had.
That's sweet, man.
And we played, I think we played every song that we could think of, and they were like, we played a set, and they were like, people were like, wanted more songs, and we played like a couple covers, and then we got to a point where we like just didn't have anything else to play.
I think the stuff that happened on this previous trip to South by Southwest is probably some of the neatest stuff that we've done. In being in Austin, being there for the festival was totally like an out of mind experience. It's crazy there how much stuff was going on. And then the one showcase that we did play, we played Rachel Ray's house party, and that was a lot of fun. In that we had a bit of technical difficulty with our set, but we still just kind of powered through it and mm-hmm. like had a lot of fun with it. No matter what was going on, we just kept playing the songs and had the same amount of energy. There was no sort of like in between songs being like, what's going on, what we gotta do, like why we gotta fix it. It was just like, you know, just roll with it, let's go up there and have a good time. And I think that was really received really well. And a similar situation like that happened in New York once for a show where we had a lot of technical difficulties, but everybody just received it well. And those moments, those two moments in particular, really brought into light for me how much fun we have playing with each other and how much we really just want to go up there and like engage yeah. with the audience and just, you know, I don't know, go up there and play music. It's
there's a lot of like little moments, especially on tour. Like so much of when you're traveling is like living in the moment and like just like surviving and making sure, like, but then there's those little moments where you kind of like, you know, can look outside yourself or like out of body experience, and like you kind of take hold of where you are and what you're doing and how wonderful of an experience it is, and you're kind of like, oh my god, this is wonderful. It's like really like romantic time, like this, like, you know, like in New Orleans when we were down there, like I was just walking down the street, like some, you know, classic looking New Orleans street, like with my guitar, and I was like, this is like such like a classically like romanticized thing that I could be doing right now, that like is like it looks like a freaking postcard, but I'm doing it right now.
Special thanks to Toy Soldiers for coming in and chatting about the music and songs from their upcoming full-length album. You can download a preview of that album, the Tell the Teller EP, and learn all about the band at ohnotoysoldiers.com. Don't miss Toy Soldiers on Saturday night, June 16th at World Cafe Live in Philadelphia. And find out more about this program at woodstovehouse.com. While you're there, you can check out past episodes of the program, subscribe to the show, or leave a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. If you like what you hear, please drop a comment on the show post, give us a good rating on iTunes, and be sure to tell your friends about the show. Around the Wood Stove is produced at the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. You can find us online at woodstovehouse.com.